Hey friend, welcome to the Virgos Bible Podcast, where I free my besties from a life of being basic by way of good ass advice on love, relationships, and spirituality. I'm your host, Christina, wellness entrepreneur and author. Let's get into it. Hello, lovely friends. Hi, how are you doing? I hope you are moisturized. I hope you're drinking, you know, your water. So today, law number three, know who you are dating. So, I have a pretty interesting story to tell, and it actually cracked me the fuck up. Okay. I'm just tickled the fuck pink. But anyway, so I had an old friend of mine. She went out on a date. We've had prior conversations. I haven't spoken to her in quite some time. But anyway, we've had conversations before. And this is going to lead into it. Lead into today's story time / topic. So long story short, she, she's a princess. Let me just say that. She's a princess, queen, likes to be treated like a queen. Okay. So when a queen accepts the bare minimum, it will look like this. So she made a post that says, these couple days, well, a couple of days have shown me that men truly are weirdos. If a man ain't overstepping his boundaries and forgetting his place, he is playing in my face. This man invited me to lunch, and when the check, it was $35, when the check came, he asked me to pay and said he'll pay me back. And to add insult to injury, I only ordered a $7 appetizer. He finessed me out of a meal like a bad bitch. Yeah, y'all can just stop shooting your shots because I'm done entertaining y'all. Okay, let's talk about this. First of all, we already went through the whole process of talking about taking people on dates to fucking Cheesecake Factory and what's qualified as a date and what isn't, all kind of stuff. We already covered this. And we already covered that one viral video that was circulating around with this one girl who went out on a friend outing. And the check came back. And the check was like, I don't know, $400. And she was like, no, all I had was this. Why am I putting my money in for that? I'm not paying for that. And of course, this was one of those restaurants where you can't have so many split checks. So you have to, you know, designate a party to cash app them money to, you know, it's going, this particular situation is going into that realm, friend. So what I want to talk about is it okay to front somebody some money? They invited you out, mind you. They invited you out, but they did not pick up the tab. Okay, so let's start off this way. I don't know who this person is to her, like how long she's been talking to this person, all this other stuff. I don't know these things. But just setting aside my own prior relationship with her, this is the most comical shit I've ever heard in my life. And I said to this post, ma'am, I would have paid for my little $7 and got the hell up out of there and blocked his ass if that were me. But a part of me want to say, babes, come on home. And I'm saying come on home as in stop dating these men. Because some of them just don't know no better. Now, let's play devil's advocate for a second, okay? Now, the only time, no, fuck all that. I don't even care if I knew you. If I know you and you tell me, friend, I don't have the money, but I want to go out here. If I'm your friend and I got it, I'm gonna spot you. I'm not even gonna worry about it. Just chalk it up to the game. I'm gonna take care of you because you're my friend, right? But we are talking a date. And I am so upset with her because she knows better. And the crazy part is she also said that he was basically pretending to be somebody that he was not. And first of all, ladies, friend, you already know that I am a spiritual being. My first thing I'm going to tell you is to use your discernment. And not even just your discernment, like spiritual gifts wise. What is this person showing you, first of all? Now, granted, I know some people can be fraudulent, okay? They can pretend outwardly that they are one person, and then when you get behind closed doors, they are a completely different species of human. They are humanoid individuals. So I understand that. But me not seeing this person, my first question would be, what did this person show you as who they were? What were they exhibiting? One thing that I learned is that people can talk all day about who they are. I can say all day, if my actions are not proving what my words are saying, what I'm saying to you, if my actions and my words do not align with each other, immediately I'm going to call flag on a play. Immediately. I don't care about anything else. I am going to put two and two together. And if two and two is equal in seven, if two and two is equal in 20, oh no. Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no. No, 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 no. We're not going to do this. I'm not even going to waste my time. But I'm so upset because, I mean, it's funny, but at the same time, it's like, babes, you know who you are. Why are you settling for less? Why are you settling for less? Why? There's no way in. No, absolutely not. So my question to you, and of course, as you already know, we are on Spotify, okay? Let me know, what would you do in this situation? Tell me what you would do in this situation, because I find it very funny. I find it very funny, friend, that the day and age that we live in, how did this shit slip through the cracks? How? How did this slip through the cracks? It's like one of those things. It's like, I mean, I've known you for so long, you say, hey, let's go out. And no, take that back. Let me reel it back. I actually had this happen to me one time. Well, not me specifically. There was someone that we went out with. This was years ago. We had like a little group outing. We all went out to a party, okay? And when we got to the location, before we even got out the door, this person uttered their mouth to say, hey man, I don't even have it. You know, like, I know it's $20 at the door, but I ain't got 20. Can you spot me? Why you ain't say something before we got here? Why you ain't say something before we got here? Why didn't you say something before we got here? Man, oh man, it was an interesting time. This is around the time when I first started dating this one person. It was a funny situation, but at the same time, well, I wasn't the friend that covered his friend's, you know, entry fee, but he was irritated to say the least. So yeah, that was an interesting one. Hey girl, so I know we just met, but we should be friends. Like, seriously, you cute, I'm cute, straight killing them. The best way to let me know though is by subscribing to the newsletter in the listen notes and sharing this show with another friend so we can all be friends, okay? The math has to be mathing, all right? So I won't keep you any longer. Back to the show. So please, I am going to attach a poll on Spotify asking you, What would you do in this particular situation? And I want you to tell me what you would do. Would you cover the $35 lunch? Or would you take your $7 and get the hell up out of there? We'll pay for your $7 and get the hell up out of there and block them. Please let me know. I feel like I gave some good advice to her, but I'm just like, man. And she's hilarious. This is the thing. Over here, and I know some people may not understand this, and it's okay. I am not an Eve ass bitch. I just want you to understand this. In a world filled with Eve, I am a Lilith. And if you know and you understand what that means, you know and you understand what that means. Okay? This is not to say that I hate men or any of those things, because that is completely opposite. Men are in my life. I have male cousins. I have a brother that I love and cherish. I have nephews that I love and cherish. But never will I ever forget that men are men and women are women. Okay? I am not a little baby that's going to be quiet and shut up. I don't do that. I have a podcast. I run my mouth. I'm going to say what I'm going to say and I'm going to get the fuck. Okay? And I'm going to tell you, friend, not to sit here and accept less than. Okay? Ever in life. Because let me tell you something. And this goes far beyond dating. When you begin to settle for less in the dating realm, you will settle for anything that you can get in life. That means at work. That means in your relationships with your family, that means with friendships. You will take and accept any and everything someone gives you just for the sake of saying you got something or you have this. When you get to that point where you start to settle, and I'm not saying she's settling, let's be clear, but I'm just saying in general, like when you begin to settle for things just because someone's offering it to you, then that means that eventually down the line, you will lose parts of yourself. And then you will begin to resent yourself and hate yourself for the lack of self-love and self-respect that you should have had in those moments when you should have just said, no, absolutely the fuck not. There is a time in my life when I was I was accepting of friends that weren't about shit. Let me just say that. There was a time in my life when I accepted relationships that weren't of my highest degree of standard. I don't give a damn what anyone tells you. If you deserve more, you deserve more. And if you're not, if there is no one in this world that could possibly give you what you are desiring or what I'm desiring in this particular situation, I'd rather be single. I am okay with that. Why would I sit here just to say I have someone? That sounds very pathetic to me, to be honest with you. If we're being honest, that's low level stuff. And listen, in the world that we live in, everything is high as fuck. Even the freaking CEO of Kellogg said, oh, everyone's struggling right now. There's no food. Well, not there's no food, but the food is expensive. If it's expensive, eat some Kellogg cereal. He just said that shit so he can get some more money in his pocket. That motherfucker don't give a damn about you. So I understand that things are expensive, but in a time where cell phones and text messages are a thing, you could have called me and told me you ain't have it. Why did you invite me out and you know damn well you ain't got no money? Oh my gosh. That tickled me for the day. And I know she knows better. So this isn't a bashing session. This is just an analysis, and it's hilarious because we've all been in some form of situation that looked like that situation. Not saying that we don't think highly of ourselves. It's just one of those one-off situations that we find ourselves in when we don't know how to maneuver out of it. So we just say, fuck it. And just, you know, and in her particular case, she doesn't like embarrassing situations. Me personally, I don't give a damn. I'm not going to be embarrassed. You are. Whoa. We are now entering into the crystal ball segment of the show. Here we will be answering questions from our listeners. If you have any questions or want to leave a comment via voicemail, just make sure that you visit the Virgos Bible website link inside of the listen notes of this show. Let's see what we have. Okay, so crystal ball question of the day says, hey girl, I have a question, or rather I need advice. I have a friend of 5 years that decided to out me during an outing that I went on recently. She played me in front of my face and cracked a joke about it, then turned around and said, I'm just playing with you. I really want to unfriend her and move on, but at the same time, we've been friends for so long. What should I do? Friend. Okay, first of all, now, out you as in coming out the closet, out you, or out you as in telling your business, out you. But either way it goes, regardless of anything, your tea is your tea, if you get what I'm saying. Your business is your business to tell, not someone else's business, first and foremost. And then the fact that she wanted to cover it up as a joke, and then turn around and say she was playing. She is not playing with you. She is not your friend. Leave her now. Leave her ass now. People that typically sit here and crack jokes on you in front of your face and then say that they're playing, they're not really playing with you. And I can almost guarantee that she is talking about you behind your back. And she is saying and calling you everything but a child of God, okay? So what I need for you to do, I need for you to leave her alone. First of all, you can either let her know why you are deciding to do that and then block her, give her the common courtesy, or do like I did and just say, fuck it, and block him and keep pushing. I don't play those games, babes. That's one thing I don't do. People will tell you who they are very quickly. And it's up to you to, like I said, use your discernment to determine if these types of people are really, truly your true friends. Like people that actually love and cherish you in front of your face and in private would not sit here and disrespect you in such a way. She does not respect you either, too. I'm just going to say that, too. She does not respect you. Okay. So you have the option of telling her what, how you truly feel and then removing yourself from the situation, or you can just go cold turkey and just say, fuck it. Because honestly, people know where they had you fucked up at. People will sit here and say things and do things and think that they can get away with it because they don't respect you and they think you, they're going to pull, like, I'm just going to say, they're going to pull your whole card, meaning they're going to sit here and try to test your gangster, basically. Don't let nobody do that. And on top of that, you said how many years? That does not matter. It could be 1 year, 2 year, 5 years, 20. It does not matter. If I've known you for all this time, you should know not to do that to me. I don't care how long I've known you. So with that being said, leave them alone, okay? And know that you have a friend over here. You don't need her, okay? Leave her alone. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Make sure that you check out the listen notes of this podcast for highlights, book recommendations, the crystal ball link, and much more. Also, make sure that you're subscribed to the newsletter to receive all things a part of the Virgos Bible multiverse and more. See you in the next one. Bye, girl.